Have you quit your job lately? Well, the month of August saw a record number of people saying goodbye, 4.3 million, according to the Labor Department. Let's explore this now with Robin Farzad, who still retains his job as host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Well, as far as we know, Robin, right?
Thank you.
All right, August was a peak moment for what people are calling the great quit in this country. Why?
Scott, it is one of the cosmic questions of our time. I stay up all night staring at the ceiling, wondering about it. These quits hit a new tracking high going back to December 2000. That's when we were litigating Bush v. Gore. You know, 4.3 million workers left their jobs, and it's further frustrated the critics of extraordinary pandemic unemployment insurance. Remember, they said it was going to keep everybody lazy and sedentary, yep. And nobody was going to be incented to go back to work. Well, that's largely expired. And yet this great resignation grows on.
And the resignations are where? What sectors, what kind of jobs are really seeing people go?
Yeah, bar and restaurant workers, as well as retail staff. I mean, just quitting left and right, the Labor Department reported. But everyone is feeling it. I mean, school districts can't get enough bus drivers to come back. Daycare workers have been hit really hard. They can't get people to show up for back to school. And airline workers, we saw, they were let go a year ago. They aren't exactly pouncing on the chance to sign up for that life again. One economist, Scott, compared this to a general strike, something that doesn't typically visit the U.S. economy.
Now, we should note that hiring was down in August. But we have been talking about, as you say, we need more drivers, we need more teachers, we need more port workers. In aggregate, as the economists say, are there certain industries, certain businesses that are hurting the most here?
Gosh, pick your poison and look at the headlines. Huh. Go to a donut shop. Go to a sandwich shop. Try promising your kid a certain Christmas present. Talk to a housing contractor who's trying to get sheetrock, to keep up with demand. There's tons of disposable and eager income in this economy, you know, what with the stock market and real estate being on fire. But the system is just too gummed up to consummate these orders.
Now, can people really afford to quit their jobs and find new ones right now? I mean, it's still a pandemic, yeah?
Yeah, last night I interviewed Richmond Fed President Tom Barkin, and this is something that puzzles him and employers and other economists alike. Workers have all sorts of salary and benefit leverage in their negotiations right now with restaurants, stores, transport companies, but many of these employers report difficulty even getting the applicant to show for an interview. So what's filling in the blanks? What are you using to make ends meet? It's a great mystery.
That's crazy. Please come to the interview. They can't even get people to come. As you look at this moment, is there any sense of a longer-term trend we're seeing here that more people going forward are going to be taking the leap to a new job, a new career, more often than they are now?
Maybe that's the silver lining. Service sector employers, I'm telling you, they have no illusions. These are supposed to be stepping stone gigs for younger, often childless workers while studying or readying for their next career leap. And high turnover and no-show at McDonald's or Walmart and the like. The question for the economy is there enough of a strong safety net spanning healthcare, childcare, education to support these workers in their necessary leaps of ambition, faith? That is the trillion-dollar question.
All right, more to come. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. You'll be tracking this. Robin, thanks very much.
Thank you.